peaches and plum and persimmons and pomegranates.
What about
pear?
A flowery bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it? It blooms in late spring.
Well, it has pink and white flowers on it. We have, of course, they're all imported. You've got roses and you've got azaleas, camellias, gardenias. Of course, gardenias would be white, not pink. I never saw pink.
Have you ever heard of anything called a spoonwort or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
I've heard of, there is some laurel, but it's not native to Nacogdoches, and rhododendron and the other things. Rhododendrons I've heard of, I've never seen one. The other things don't. Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of.
What about a bush or shrub that turns bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it? It might grow next to a road or a fence.
Well, you've got mandinas. You've got pyracantha. We had berries on it. Holly would be the main thing I'd think of.
What about sumac or shumac?
Sumac. There is some sumac, yeah. That's indigenous because deer eat it. But they don't have red berries. They're purple. The leaves turn red, but the berries are purple.
What different kinds of berries grow out here?
Well, you've got blackberries and dewberries. Anything else would have to be cultivated.
What are some that are cultivated?
Well, strawberries. I guess that's about all. Well, berries.
And a berry got a rough surface. Some of them are red and some are red and black. It wouldn't grow native here, but it might be cultivated. Starts with an R. Did you ever hear of raspberries?
Oh, yeah, raspberries. But they don't grow around here at all, and you don't, I don't think they're even sold in the grocery stores here. I've eaten, raspberry ice cream or flavored gelatins or things, but never have I ever seen a raspberry.
What different kinds of, Well, say if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd say, well, you better not eat those. They might be
poisonous.
And what different kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy and poison oak and nettle, bull nettle.
How do you recognize poison ivy or poison oak?
Well, poison ivy in the fall is very easy to recognize because it turns, the leaves turn pretty bright red. In fact, a lot of people think it's pretty and pick it to take it in the house.
Does it have a certain number?
It has a certain number of leaves. I think poison ivy has 5 leaves and poison oak has 3. As well as I remember, I never get close to any kind of vine because I'm extremely allergic to it. I can walk within 20 feet of it and break out.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.